turning up the heat on Capitol Hill. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The first of two hearings on the fossil fuel industry as Democrats blame oil companies in part for the rise in gas prices, accusing them of price gouging and arguing they should tap unused leases.
That's hundreds of millions of barrels of oil they're not drilling for right now. Even as we see their crocodile tears being shed about how they need even more leases.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey, Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn on the Hill.
The president of Western Energy Alliance, a group that represents over 200 small oil and gas producers, told lawmakers today that it is not price gouging. Instead, it's the president's policies that are choking U.S. energy production.
Top oil executives will appear virtually tomorrow. A White House reunion as former President Barack Obama returns for the first time since leaving office to help his former vice president take an anniversary victory lap on affordable health care, on the Affordable Health Care Act. Fox's Gerdahl Scott has this live.
Lisa, the ACA's author, former President Obama, praised President Biden for taking that next step.
To fix a glitch in the regulations that will lower premiums for nearly 1 million people who need it.
President Biden says that glitch kept individuals seeking coverage from insuring their entire families.
Starting next year, working families in America will get the help they need to afford full family coverage.
It must go through a rules process with Republicans who want to end the ACA, but it could open that act up for millions more to sign up, Lisa.
Thanks, Gernal. The U.S. pushing to have Russia kicked off the U.N.'s Human Rights Council over war crimes, including the apparent killings of hundreds of civilians in towns near the capital. The president of Ukraine addressing the council today. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A proposal banning so-called divisive concepts advances in Alabama's legislature.
The divisive concepts bill would ban discussions in school that call the U.S. inherently racist. The language in the bill is broad and says no one should be adversely treated or told they're inferior because of race, sex, color, or national origin. Republican Representative Beau Hatchett defended the bill during debate.
The fact that there's 0.01% of the population that believe those divisive concepts should be taught in our school is argument for why this bill is right.
But Democrats and African-American lawmakers like Anthony Daniels said you can't pick and choose what speech is free.
They're getting ready to erase history, all history, and control the content and what's being taught.
The bill was amended to say that there should be no interference with the teaching of history. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Biden administration is set to extend a freeze on federal student loan payments through the end of August. That moratorium was scheduled to end May 1st. The newly minted largest shareholder of Twitter, stirring up buzz about a long sought after feature.
Millions responding to Elon Musk's Twitter poll asking users if they want an edit button. This after the Tesla and SpaceX CEO joined Twitter's board, buying over 73 million shares of Twitter stock, making him the company's largest shareholder. Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal retweeting Musk's post, captioning, "The consequences of this poll will be important. Please vote carefully. leaving many to believe reps are considering the feature. The Twitter CEO using the exact words Musk used in a recent tweet, asking if Twitter adheres to free speech.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Meantime, Musk has overtaken Amazon's Jeff Bezos as the world's richest person, and Musk's net worth on the Forbes billionaires list doesn't include his new stake in Twitter. An hour to the close, the Dow's down 201. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.